or chapter number 3, and the book of Isaiah, chapter 48, verse number 10. Isaiah's prophesying in chapter 48, and telling the children of Israel, talking to them what God has spoken to his heart. And he begins to tell them that God's wanting to bring them out. And they're where they are because of rebellion. They didn't hearken to God. They put things before him. And that's the whole reason they find themselves in captivity. That's the whole reason they find themselves in great want, because they have been a stiff-necked people. They have been hard to hear. They have turned a deaf ear towards God. And you know, a lot of times, not necessarily every time, but a lot of things can be avoided if we just listen to God. Amen. And follow His direction instead of our own. But chapter 48, verse number 10, he said, "Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction." I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Daniel chapter number 3, verse number 17. Bible says, "If it be so," it's a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego speaking to King Nebuchadnezzar, "if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship thy golden image which thou hast set up." "Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace over 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. He commanded the most mighty men that were in the army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats and their hose and their hats and their other garments, and were cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake unto his council, 'Did not we cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire?' They answered and said unto the king, 'True, O king.' He answered and said, 'Lo, I see 4 men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the 4th is like the Son of God.' Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, 'Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth, come hither.' Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth from the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains of the king's counselors began to gather, and saw these men upon their, whose body the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, neither was their coats changed, nor the smell of fire passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake, said, 'Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their only, their God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language will speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort.' Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon." I never noticed, but it seems like, as I was reading this tonight, the writer here wants to make it evident that it was a fiery furnace, And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were to be thrown in there. I'm not the best at grammar. And when it comes to pronunciation, you ask my wife. And putting periods and exclamation points. But I know you can be very repetitive when you write something. And you keep mentioning the fiery furnace, and you keep mentioning Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, folks get the point. You can leave it out and say he and they and that. And use other words to define what you're talking about. But the writer here keeps mentioning that fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. Until they are thrown in. Then he adds somebody else in the picture. Amen. One likened unto the Son of God. Thank God. You know, life is full of trouble and trial. Job said that. He said, man born of woman is full of few days. And his life is full of trouble and trial. Amen. Sorrow comes. Amen. Times of affliction comes to our life. Everybody's known tears of discouragement. Everybody's known tears of anguish if they live long enough. And here these men were. And they were surrounded. Now, I want you to look at their settings. They wasn't in the church house. They wasn't back in Jerusalem at that holy temple worshiping God like they had been before. Amen. They wasn't there surrounded by their people that patted them on the back and told them how good they were doing. And there was no enemy or adversary to try to keep them down. Amen. They were right in the middle of Babylon under the king Nebuchadnezzar's rule. And there had been a decree sent out. And that word decree was when they heard the sound of that music. Amen. They were to bow down and worship that God that was overlaid with gold. Amen. In the image of Nebuchadnezzar. All these nations and languages fell down. Bible said they worshiped that golden image. Amen. That Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Amen. Can you imagine how music begins to sound and the crowds gather around? I read after one writer talking about, I think the book is, If I Perish, I Perish. Talking about a young Chinese girl. Amen. And how that she was thrown into prison for her faith. But it talks about before that, at one Chinese school, amen, that they laid that Christian flag on the ground. And they told those students one by one, said, when you come out, won't you step over this flag and deny your faith in God? Amen. One after one, those young kids came out. And one after one, they denied their faith in God. If I'm not mistaken, it's been a while since I read it. It was either 5 or 6. One teacher and 4 young kids, I think it was. Amen. And we came to that point. I know it's just a mere symbol. Amen. All it was a flag laying on the ground. Amen. But it was denying their faith that they could not do. And they refused to step over that threshold and over that flag and deny their faith. Amen. They were killed and tortured. I think even they were burned alive, some of them. But they were faithful to the very end. Oh, we read about these men. We've sung tonight. And we've heard testimonies. Amen. We sung that song. Amen. God will only use a soldier he can trust. Amen. It's going to be those that are faithful to the cause of Christ. Amen. That's going to make it in the end. Amen. If you had to write something about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I know sometimes we call them the Hebrew boys. Amen. Those 3 Hebrew boys that were thrown in a fiery furnace. Amen. If I can give them another title tonight, amen, their epitaph would be 3 faithful men. Amen. 3 men that would not bow, even though others bowed in that day. Even those others, amen, gave into the king's commands. hands. And no matter what they believe, whether it was on the God of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, or on the God of their fathers, when those trumpets begin to sound and that music came throughout the land, every man of every nation and language that was gathered there bowed their knee and they worshiped that golden image of Nebuchadnezzar. But right in the midst of that crowd, amen, you got three defiant men. Amen. Three men that said, "We will not bow." Amen. What was it? The counselors came and they told Nebuchadnezzar, that made him furious. Amen. They told the king, they said, when the music sounds, amen, when the trumpet begins to play and others are bowing down, we find that there's three men, amen, that will not bow. Amen. These are defied all to the king's command, while others go along with what you said, while others do exactly, amen, that mandate that has been issued. There's three men that stand out in the crowd and will not bow. I thought about how easy would it have been. Amen. Maybe just to lean over just a little bit. I mean, they'll tell how many people were there. Amen. Talk about all those nations and languages that were gathered together. I don't know if they came in some big court somewhere, how they did that, or stopped right in their tracks and bowed towards that image. But how easy would it have been? Amen. Maybe just to bend a little bit and try to blend in with the crowd. And that's what's happened in this hour. Amen. The church is not to blend in. Amen. The church is to stand out. I said the church is not trying to be like. Amen. Not trying to act like. And not trying to accept what they do. Amen. But these men stood up and they said, "We will not bow." Amen. They said that to the king. But every time that music went off, they let the world know. They let every man of other languages and nations that were gathered. Amen. You might bow down, but we are faithful. Amen. Not to ourselves. Amen. Not just to mom and daddy. But we're faithful to the God that we serve. Amen. Though everybody else has took the bow knee. Though everybody else has gave in. Amen. We remain defiant to the king's command. Oh, that men and women. I said, oh, that the church would stand for God in this hour. Amen. Not just inside these four walls, but outside, and be faithful, and defy it. Amen. With the customs, amen, and the mandates of this world. Amen. I ain't got to accept them. Amen. To be like them. Amen. To win them over. That's where a lot of folks think it is. Oh, but I ain't giving in. You hear me tonight? I'm not giving in. I want to stand firm in these last days. Amen. I want my life to be as their life. And although everybody else might be doing it, isn't that what they say? Them folks ain't, they don't know what they're talking about. Amen. To win people. I said to win people to God, you got to bend a little bit. You've got to compromise. Oh, you got to give in. I'm telling you, we're on guard tonight. I said, we're on guard tonight. Amen. I stand as a watchman on the wall. I stand as a man called of God. And it is my duty to stand upon that wall. Amen. Whether people like the message or not. And let the world know there's a better way. And there's danger ahead. Amen. Not to give in because of that's what they are doing. And that's what they say. But I must be faithful. I said, I must be faithful to the cause. All right. Amen. Brother Mike Maxim said that he wasn't there when it happened. He said, but there was a man when he was in Vietnam. They put him out on that front line. Amen. That barbed wire razor fence. I think that, amen, if I read right and heard right over the years, said they'd surround that compound. Amen. With razor wire. And they'd have outposts and men would stand there on sentry duty all night long. It was their duty to Brother Neil to make sure that those Viet Cong, amen, would come in. They cut that razor wire and they crawled up underneath it and they'd get into the camp and kill men if they wasn't careful. Amen. So they'd come, amen, in the night hour when men were asleep. And Bible said there was one man, amen, that twice, the first time they caught him, amen, he was at his post of duty. He was in the midnight hour, and a man went to check on him and said there he lay asleep, amen, slumbering away. They tried to reprimand him. I think they even took him out back and roughed him up some. Oh, just down the road, amen, again they found him asleep. I asked Brother Maxim, I said, what did they do? Did they court-martial him? Amen. Brother Maxim said, no. They carried that boy out in a body bag. I said, did the enemy get him? He said, I don't know who got him, but I have my ideas. Amen. What you got to realize, that his life, amen, he was standing guard for many. And if he let down that guard, men were to die. Amen. Men could be hurt. Can I tell you tonight, we cannot afford. I say we cannot afford to be unfaithful in this hour. Amen. That's why I emphasize coming to church. That's why I emphasize we must pray and fast and read our Bible. If I let down my guard in the midnight hour, if I leave my post of duty, the enemy can creep in. I said the enemy can creep in and take away souls. Oh, but friend, I want to be faithful. I want to stand while others bow. Tell them I'm sticking out like a sore thumb. I know we talk about our women and the way we dress and we stick out places we go and we do. But can you imagine everybody else is on the knees? You just standing there. Three boys, Hebrew boys. They just standing there, faithful to the cause. Amen. Those counselors came and said, listen, something's got to be done. Those boys ain't bowing, King. Amen. They ain't bowing. Every time that music goes off, they stand straight. Oh, they're not bowing that knee. Amen. They're not falling down to worship as others do. Amen. The Bible said there are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Amen. Oh, amen. That made the king furious. Amen. He became a fiery king. Oh, he became mad. The Bible said he became furious. Oh, he was upset because these men would not listen to what he said. The Bible goes on to tell us. He began to talk to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I don't know how he did, but the Bible said that his visage changed. Even after he got so mad. So I wonder if he sat down with them and said, listen, boys, it ain't all that bad after all. All I need you to do, amen, is bow down when you hear the music. Amen, that's all you got to do. You ain't got to put me up in your house. You ain't got to pray to me at night. But just show up that you're, hey man, you're over my providences. Hey man, you've got position. I'll just show others that you agree with me. Hey man, that you're not against me. And we're working together. Hey man, you got to bow, boys. Hey man, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego looked at it. And the Bible said, the God that we serve is able to deliver us out of that fiery furnace, King. But if not, let it be known. Hey man, we're not careful. Hey man, to answer in this matter. Amen. They didn't have to think about it. Amen. They didn't have to ponder it in their hearts. It wasn't the issue what they was going to do. Amen. They were faithful. Even though they might not be in their homeland. They might be down in a wicked place. Others have hung their harps on the willow. Amen. Others are mourning and crying. Amen. By the rivers of Babylon. We hung our harps upon the willow. Amen. Others have probably given up. How many Jews bowed down? I said, how many Jews, amen, gave homage to that golden image? But three men said, nevertheless, let it be known, if he does not, if he will not deliver us, we will not bow. Amen, that's being faithful. That's being defined, even against the fiery king, even against the world that comes mad and angered about what we say and about what we do. Amen. You know, we're so careful sometimes, and we need to be. I mean, your words ought not just be thrown out there. Amen. Your tongue and your mouth ought to be guided by God. Hallelujah. I believe that. I believe that. I'm learning that. I'm trying to learn that. I still have problems with it. I'm trying to learn it the best I can. Oh, come on now. Amen. I'm trying to learn it the best I can how to speak to people. You know, you read these books about personal soul winning and about evangelism. And they tell you all these things, these little things to give out, things to say. And some of them are good in their own regard. Amen. Give you introductions and how to get a conversation started up with people. Oh, but you know what I've learned? Amen. Pray. Amen. Get an answer from God. And when you go, let Him fill your mouth. I don't know if God will do that. I'm telling you, He will. Amen. He'll put the right word and the right thing to say. There's been times when I wanted to say more and God said stop. Amen. There's been times when I didn't want to say anything and God said be faithful. Amen. Don't back down because they don't agree with you. Amen. Don't back down because they're not patting you on the back, but stand and be faithful to me even though they get fiery and angry. Everybody ain't going to like your decision to dedicate your life to God. While others say we can live half-heartedly. While others say you don't have to go, amen, and be faithful. You don't have to pray every day and read your Bible. I want to stand up and say I'm going to be defied. Amen. I'm going to be different. I'm going to be faithful. Amen. Past the way I dress. Past the way I look on the outside. I want my heart to say as David said, when thou saidest, seek ye my face. Amen. I face, Lord. I will seek. I want to have a heart after God. I want to have a burden. Amen. To pray more and to know Him greater. Help us tonight. I said, help us to be defined even when the King is fiery. Amen. Can you imagine? It's just me. As I read that today, I tell you what, you read some stuff in the Bible, it can make you chuckle sometimes. I told Isaiah, not for less, I said, Exodus. I said, read about Moses right here. I read it. Oh, Moses threw that rod down. Bible said turned to a serpent. What'd he do? He ran. Bible said he fled. Scared him. He took off. I just see the old king sitting there and I go, listen now, guys. Let's be reasonable. You really don't have to live like that. Now, if you agree with them, they're not going to buck you. And if you don't say anything about the way they dress and their half-hearted living, then they're not going to be mad at you. Overlook it. It's all right. In our words, we ain't overlooking nothing. We got a backbone, King. And serving God is more important than anything you got. I'd like to be delivered. And it'd be great if God keeps me from that fiery furnace. But you can throw me in there, and I still ain't bowing. The Bible said that fiery king, that furious king, that his visage changed, his demeanor. His face turned red. One. I don't know if it was Webster or one dictionary I read it, it says nose, face and nose changed. I don't know if it just got contorted or what. But you can tell when you say something folks don't like. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He wasn't like that, man. He's angry. He's angry. He said, heat that furnace up 7 times harder than it's ever been. It's so hot, TJ, when those men opened that thing up. Hey, man, they died. Hey, that's how much heat was coming out. Can you imagine that? Hey, man, Brother Bruce, can you imagine smoking those chickens and that barbecue? Hey, you open that grill up. I've opened the grill up before and that heat come out on you. Hey, man, it's hot. Oh, but can you imagine, sir? Hey, man, a fire like we have outside and that fire coming up and feeling the heat off of it. Hey, man, let's stay too long on your pants and get near it. Hey, man, your pants leg can even get hot. I mean, it'll warm you up. Hey, man, this fire was so hot. Amen. When that furnace opened up, amen, the flames out, amen, didn't come out when that heat came out. Amen. Those men were dead just like that. I said they were dead just like that. Amen. That king, he's fired up. He's telling they're about to die. He's telling they're about to go under. Amen. Well, these boys are saying, no, we're faithful to the end. Amen. We're not giving up. And in the fiery furnace of affliction, in the fiery furnace of affliction, they step in. Three men bound. Amen. They bound them in the fire. And they threw them in there.
Amen. Can I tell you, it was not necessarily that was what led up to it when they didn't bow. But in that fiery furnace was a defining moment for the three Hebrew boys. Amen. It made the king realize who they really were and who they really served. It made him see them as he never saw them before. I said, if they threaten us, if they tell us, amen, that we ain't gonna have this, or we ain't gonna have that, I'm telling you tonight, amen, we need to be defiant, because in those moments of trial, in those moments of the valley, amen, we are defined. I say we are defined in the eyes of others.
Amen. I was talking about something the other day, and there at work, and thing come up. They do this. Mr. Michael does a retirement plan for everybody. He said, "Now, so I'm gonna tell you, I had some walk out on me. I gave them that retirement plan. Next year, that's gone. Took my money." He said, "I ain't like that." He said, "Now, preacher," he said, "you better not do me that way. I give you some money this year. You better stay with me. Commit to me." I said, "Man," I said, "keep your money. If that's the case, I can't commit to you." Amen. I work here as long as God tells me to. But the day God tells me to go, I gotta go. Amen. Whether you got money or not. Amen. Whether you're putting it in my bank account or not. Well, you just don't understand, Brother Jim. You better watch saying that. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. I can't afford to give in. Amen. I can't afford to let down my guard. I wasn't trying to be ugly. I wasn't trying to be something I wasn't. Amen. I'm just letting the man know the truth. I said, if you want to go ahead and take me off that list, I won't feel bitter. Amen. I won't get mad at you. Just take my name off. Amen. I'll be all right. Amen. I'm not going to have any bad words to say about you. You've been a good boss man. And I know you give it to keep employees. But I can't tell you what tomorrow holds. All I know is I'm trusting God. He said, what you going to do without money and without insurance? I said, thank God. Amen. That I've got assurance that He'll be with me always, even to the ends of the world. He know what about an hour later, after he settled down, got back to himself. I mean, he got upset. Amen. He's talking trash. Amen. About 30 minutes got mad. Amen. Telling what he could do and what he couldn't do. But after about an hour or so, I was in the back room putting up the order. He said, I'm not taking your name off the list, son. I'm keeping it on there. If you got to use that money to start a ministry, amen, I'll be glad for you to do it. I'm telling you tonight, I can't afford to bow. It's in those moments of decision. It's when the things begin to grow and the heat is on. I said the heat is on. That's the moment that define us by the river of Babylon in the lion's den. Amen. What was it that Daniel said? Oh, King, live forever. Amen. The God I serve has sent angels and shut the lion's mouth. Amen. What was it in the prison of affliction? Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises at midnight. It defined them. Amen. That man saw what they were and said, what must I do? What must I do to be saved? Amen. We've turned our back. We've turned our back. You read Fox's Book of Martyrs. It makes me feel, I don't even know how we have a Catholic Church. How can somebody do so much evil and still be so prominent in the world? I don't understand it. Reading their Bible was forbidden. Those men died because they refused not to read it. Those priests in there doing their thing, claiming that bread was turned into the body of Christ, the actual body, saying that wine was turned into the actual blood of Christ. Was that transubstance? What's that word, Brother Michael? Yeah, amen, that word right there. Amen. They're going through all that stuff. And they'd ask them, say, do you believe what these others are preaching? Yes, sir. Amen. One man sitting at the altar came in this church. He told him, he said, you ain't doing that here. He said, we'll burn you. He said, you'll have to burn me. You ain't doing communion here. Amen. You ain't doing it here. He said, do you believe in confession? He said, I don't believe in confession to a filthy priest. Amen. That's not right with God Himself. He said, I don't pray to Mary. Amen. But I pray to Jesus Christ, the advocate. Amen. The intercessor between God and man has shed His blood for my sins. Amen. Went on. And they said, do you believe that a man can get advice from a pope? He said, not a backslidden. Amen. Pope, a hypocrite, but a man that's guided by God. Amen. A priest that's under that anointing. Amen. In our words, amen. Following the word of the Lord, I believe that He can hear. Amen. Those men went bound. Some did. Amen. Some went unbound. And they kissed the stake. Amen. They put their hands behind their backs. Amen. They quoted psalms. They shouted out encouragement to the crowd as the flames licked up their body. Amen. You know what they were saying? We're not defined just in the good times, but when the furnace is hot. Amen. When the furnace is hot. I told you about that one fella. Amen. The crowd said, if you would, amen, let us know that God will keep you in the fire. Amen. Would you lift up your hands, amen, before you die? Our sister Linda, they said they stood there and they began to be very discouraged in their hearts. Said the flames began to lick his body till his fingers fell off his hands and his body slumped over the stake and they thought he was dead. But said all of a sudden, amen, that body lifted up, those hands went over that head and they clapped them three times. Amen. You know what he was saying? I'm still in the fire. Amen. The flames still lick my body. But there's a faithful God. Amen. God's in the fire. Amen. God's in the fire. Amen. Turning your back or standing fall strong will be your defining moment. I'm not talking about by yourself. But I'm talking about when the heat is on. I'm talking about when the enemy comes against you and they ask you what you believe. How will you be defined? Amen. How are you to be defined? Amen. You talk about a good job, Brother Arthur. Brother Donnell. They told me he's got to work Sundays. He told me he wasn't working. Been a job, I forget how many years he said. You get demerits. You get so many demerits, you're fired. He was down to his last demerit. He's using sick days. He's calling in. Tell me he wasn't coming. He used vacation days. Used them all up. That last day came. I said, if you don't come, you don't get that demerit. Amen. You know what? He still got the demerit. He never got it. He never did go in. He never did go in. Amen. Not a lot of folks, amen, don't like it when we stand up to them and tell them this is what we're going to do. Amen. This is what we ain't going to do. I ain't telling you, amen, just to go off and get some wild hair and start jumping up and down saying things you ain't going to do. Amen. You better have the mind of the Lord. But I'm telling you, anything that's in this book, any word of God that's in this book right here, we cannot afford not to stand for it. Amen. We cannot afford to let our guard down. Amen. In that fiery furnace of affliction. In that fiery furnace where the heat was hot. Amen. Those men were being defined for what they believed. Amen. He did not say, I just see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But he said, I see a fourth man in the fire. In that fiery furnace, they found a faithful God. Amen. They threw three men in, bound. But I see four men loose. Amen. Four men. And one is likened unto the Son of God. I'm telling you, He's got my back. I said, it's got my back tonight. Amen. The world might not like it, but the tries they might. If I'll be faithful and I'll stand, I got one that'll stand with me. I got one, amen, that'll keep me even in the furnace of affliction. Amen. I thought about that. Oh, Wesley said, surrounded by waste, walled in by grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you imagine that? Yeah, that fire's hot. Bill Houston said, and they come out and bless God, they didn't smell like smoke. Amen. He said, you couldn't even smell smoke on them. That's how it ought to be. Amen. If you couldn't even smell smoke on them, hair wasn't singed. Clothes wasn't burnt. Old King said, now you got to bow. Turn you boys. I ain't what he said. What you going to do now? I'll throw you back in there. He
He said, let it be known. If any man talks bad about the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, let them be cut in pieces. And he made them over the provinces again. I'm telling you tonight, church, while others are being disobedient, we have to be obedient to that call. We must be defied against the world's mandates. Amen. You know, everybody is all just, we got to get Obama out. And I agree with that. And they're taunting Romney and Ryan. A Mormon and a Catholic. They're so mixed up in what they believe. How are they going to run the country? One's worshiping Joseph Smith. One's crying out to the Pope and to Mary. And the church is saying, that's our answer. And that's our answer. Our answer is to get a hold of God. Our answer is to get a hold of God in this hour. See what will happen. And see what God will have us to do. We'll have us to stand. Amen. You know, I wonder if those men are running because Brother Michael, somebody else didn't run. Because he's afraid of consequences. What might happen? You know, folks talk a big talk. We finna pray. Folks talk a big talk when they're outside. When that furnace is hot. It's life or death. A lot of change of mind. Them boys watched that those men fall dead. But yet they stood the ground. They stood, and God stood with them. I'm telling you, church, if we'll stand. One man said, I think it was Brother Kevin Webster, said, don't judge me by the congregation. He said, there might be worldly folks there, folks to come in. He said, I want everybody to come. He said, but watch my platform. To watch what I believe. You'll see that. Amen. What I stand for. Amen. The backbone that I have. I'm telling you. I don't want folks to have to guess what I believe. What I'm leaning towards. I want them to know. And when the heat is on, I want my life to have those defining moments that people can look back and the enemy can see that he held true no matter what we did to him. No matter what we did to him. He's got to know Brother Russell McDonald. He's preaching one night there downtown. He was shouting in the mouth of hell. That's what Brother McDonald said a lot of times. Shouting in the mouth of hell. He done got serious that night. He's shouting in the belly of hell. So I'm going to shout in the belly of hell. He was preaching on Paul fighting that good fight. He said, when Paul said, I have fought the good fight. He said, every devil in hell sounded off and said, amen. You have. Amen. He said, Paul was defined not by circumstances, but he was defined by his stand for God. Hope that's us tonight. Stand to your feet with us. I'm telling you, church, we're living in a great hour to win the lost for Christ. We're living in a great hour that our light could so shine before men in a dark world. And God is still good. God is still good. Amen. You talk about how wicked it is. Look how wicked it was in Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. In so much that them men came to that house wanting those men of God to come out and do ungodly things to them. So wicked in Noah's day, God destroyed the earth. There's been wicked hours before. There's been perilous times. Even in Paul's day. But you know what? They stood for God, and God stood by them. I wonder, are you doing all you can to stand? And are you doing all you can to be faithful, even in the fiery furnace, and know that there'll be a faithful God with you? Everybody would us come gather in tonight.